It's morning, Jim. It's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with news, news and music and comedy on NBC.
Monitor's covering two major sports events this weekend: the Bob Hope Desert Classic, and a report on that's coming up shortly, and the Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France, which will begin this coming Tuesday. President de Gaulle will open the Olympics in a stadium built for the occasion. It costs $600,000. It'll be used for exactly 2 hours of opening day ceremonies, and then it'll be demolished. So the general must have a worthy setting for his little speech, mustn't he? Eh? Ah, tiens. This is Sonny James with A World of Our Own.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight. Far away from the bustle and the bright city light. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone and we'll live in a
call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When is Valentine's Day?
1 week from Wednesday. Get busy. Next, Monitor Golf, the Bob Hope Desert Classic. What is with that boy? Pardon me, I have a key here. I could cut myself off, but I thought it's more human this way. Don't you ever wonder, don't performers cough, sneeze, throw up? So, on with the Bob Hope Desert Classic, which is another sports presentation from Chrysler Corporation, makers of Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, Imperial, Dodge Trucks, Simca, and Sunbeam Automobiles. Chrysler Corporation.
This is Joe Garagiola. Right now is a special time for our sale-loving car lovers. It's White Hat special time at the Dodge Boys. They've got 68 coronets with a package of features at a special low price. Things people want most in a car. Like the popular good-looking vinyl roof, extra trim for a little more dazzle, white wall tires, and special wheel covers. And you'll get bumper guards and fender-mounted turn signals, all at a special low price. Of course, you'll also get what has made the exciting new coronet special all along, that brand-new sporty style that has caused a lot of talk, with lively performance to match the looks. Inside is plenty of room to stretch out in, plenty of comfort, too, with foam-padded seats and deep-piled carpeting. So come on, catch a Coronet. It's jazzed up and priced down during the White Hat Special Sale. See your Dodge dealer today and see how much fun it really is to catch Dodge fever.
Following a six-second pause for switching, another report from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
This is Frank Dillard, the 18th green of the Bermuda Dunes Country Club in Palm Springs, California. And after 5 days and 90 holes of play, the Bob Hope Desert Classic has just finished in a tie. We'll have a sudden-death playoff on their way to the 15th tee right now to begin the sudden-death playoff. Arnold Palmer and Dean Beaman. Palmer and Beaman tying after 90 holes of regulation play, 12 under par at 348. Dean Beaman coming from back in the pack with a sensational 65 today. Palmer had a 68 on this par 72. Very beautiful golf course in Palm Springs. Harold Henning finished at 349, one stroke behind the leaders. At 350, Billy Casper and Tom Weisskopf. Now, before we continue with the action, earlier we talked with Baseball Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean.
Diz, you're a long way from home out here in the desert of California, aren't you?
That's right, Frank, and I'm having a lot of fun out here. I tell you, this weather's beautiful, and talking to some of the people around the desert here, they said it's one of the first times we've had four wonderful days of golf. This has been the most beautiful weather I've seen in a long time. I'm enjoying it. We've got two good partners and played with three wonderful pros here. Dal Finsterwal and Dave Maher yesterday and the big moose, Juice Boers. We had a lot of fun.
Listen, Diz, what kind of a handicap are you carrying these days?
A golf ball and a club. No, my handicap's 11. Although I shoot to it at times, and other times I don't. But I just have a lot of fun trying. That little ball gives you a lot of trouble laying down there. You know, you wonder it's laying there still, and you wonder how in the world you're going to ever get it off the ground. When you used to pitch baseball, you know, Frank, and you'd hear 70,000 people roaring, and the pitcher up there riding up and throwing a curveball, and the hitter up there with a bat in his hand, and the people roaring, they don't have no trouble hitting that ball. But that little thing laying out on the ground gives you a lot of trouble, partner.
You can say that again. Are you making the AstroJet tournament?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to playing over there. I know we're going to have a lot of fun over there with 60 football players and 60 baseball players. And I understand it's going to be for a drawing. One baseball player and one football player will be partners. And I know that's going to be a lot of hacking over there on that LaCosta Country Club. I know there's going to be a lot of doggone turf raised around there.
Well, NBC's monitor will be there, so we'll see you there, Diz.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be with you, and the best of everything to you, partner.
Thank you, Diz. At this moment, Bob Hope in the background is introducing General Dwight D. Eisenhower and Mamie Eisenhower to the crowd, along with Governor Ronald Reagan and his wife. They're on hand. And we repeat, it's a sudden-death playoff. Dean Beaman and Arnold Palmer will soon be teeing off on the 15th hole to decide the winner of the Desert Classic. This is Frank Dill reporting for Monitor Sports.
This is Joe Garagiola. It's Whitehead special time at your Dodge dealers, and it's your best time to think about moving up into big car comfort and class. Because right now, your Dodge dealer can put you in a new 68 Dodge Polara with extra features at a special low White Hat sale price. Features like the popular vinyl roof and white wall tires, deluxe wheel covers, bumper guards, special trim, and much, much more. See your Dodge dealer now. Check out the White Hat special sale.
More reports from the Bob Hope Desert Classic later, so...
Just keep tuning to
Dino and friend Miss Sinatra.
Every night I sit here by the window, staring at the lonely avenue, watching lovers holding hands and laughing,
ha ha ha,
thinking about the things we used to do.
Think about things
like a walk in the park.
Things
like a kiss in the dark.
Things
like a sailboat ride. What about the man who cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to.
Cling to.
And heartaches are the friends I'm touching.
about me now.
But I'm not thinking of just how much I love you.
I love you too.
I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
We used to do our things.
Like walking the park.
Our things.
Like kissing the dark.
Things.
Like saying good ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the metal cry? Like love about things. Can hear the jukebox softly
playing,
and the face I see each day belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
But there's not a single sound, and there's nobody else around. Well, that's just me thinking about things we used to do.
We used to do things about things.
Like a walk in the park.
Like things.
Like a kiss in the dark.
Yeah, things.
Like a silver dragon. What about the night that we cried? Things like love about things that we don't do now.
Thinking about the things we used to do.
And
I
always saw the friends I got. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
A Monitor Olympic Brief. Ron and Cynthia Kaufman of Seattle, America's top figure skating pairs, for next Tuesday's Winter Olympics in Grenoble, put on a flawless exhibition in practice today. However, the below-freezing weather bothered other American skaters. Leo Nagenroft of West Germany and Lucian Kudzia of Poland recorded the fastest practice times in luge, or tobogganing, or luge. The fastest woman was Anna Marie Mueller, or Mueller, of East Germany. One of the hazards of being an Olympic athlete is dry, chapped lips. If he's racing down a tunnel of ice on a bobsled, or flying across the ice in a speed skating event, the wind and cold can make his lips mighty sore. And sore lips need lip balm. Chapstick lip balm has been selected for use by the U.S. Olympic teams. And you know, Chapstick soothes and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. If Chapstick can protect a champion skater's lips from the cold, it certainly ought to work for you. Buy a Chapstick today for everybody in the family. And use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do. The Winter Olympics begin on Tuesday. There'll be daily coverage of the events on NBC Radio. Today and for the next 2 weekends, you'll hear direct reports from Grenoble right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Every day is a special occasion on WNBC. And this is Big Wilson inviting you to rise to that occasion with me. The WNBC news staff and I will keep you in touch with what happened in and around New York while you were asleep. You keep in touch with me on Plaza 78866. Be a big listener and a big caller. Mornings from 6 to 9 on WNBC.
Cuts, burns, scalds, falls, and electric shocks. Sounds like a dangerous place. It's the kitchen. According to the National Safety Council, some of all the above injuries can occur during the preparation of a busy, congested holiday meal. Women are advised to keep the crowd out of the kitchen and work area. Use pot holders. Keep knives sharp. Dry hands before using electric appliances. Wipe up all spills immediately and use safe step tools to reach high places. Be rested. Fatigue causes many kitchen accidents.
Bill McCord will cover all the late sports news right after we hear Lulu.
Best of both worlds, that's what you want. All your own way, that's not my way. I won't share you, I couldn't bear to. It's too for you to choose which love you'd rather lose. Could you love her and forget me? Are you sorry that you met me? What we've been through means nothing to you. I can't satisfy you.
Thank you very much, Henry. Auto racing tops the day's sports news, and Porsche swept the first three places in the 24 hours of Daytona. The pale white German cars finished miles ahead of their competition. The winning Porsche was driven by Englishman Vic Elford and Germany's Jochen Nersbach and Rolf Stommelen. Elford was behind the wheel when the checkered flag went down. A Ford Mustang driven by Ralph Titus and Ronnie Bucknam salvaged fourth place. Fifth and sixth went to the new 2-liter prototypes of Alfa Romeo, back to serious racing for the first time since 1951. The winning Porsche averaged 106.697 miles an hour. That's more than a mile under the record. Chris Economaki will have all the details on the 24 hours of Daytona later today on Sport of Speed. In the National Basketball Association, New York 110, Boston 108. It was the Knicks' first regular season win at the Boston Garden since January of 1962. They had lost 25 straight there. In other games, Detroit 117, Baltimore 115, Philadelphia 141, San Francisco 117. In the ABA, New Jersey 111, Kentucky 109. In college basketball, Duquesne 84, Providence 64, Xavier of Ohio 87, Georgetown 68. And in the National Hockey League, Minnesota 4, Oakland 3. There's a new coast-to-coast minor league in professional football. The 12-member Continental League and the 8-member Professional Football League of America merged today. All 20 franchises will remain intact and operate under the new name of the Continental Professional Football League. A cold snap replaced the rain in Grenoble and gave figure skaters a chance to practice. However, yesterday's snow at Chamrous proved too soft for good workouts by alpine skiers. Three cities, Houston, Los Angeles, and Oakland, began bidding today for the World Boxing Association version of the heavyweight title bout between Jerry Quarry and Jimmy Ellis. It will be staged in March or April with the winner named successor to Cassius Clay. Australia's Ralph Dubell, unbeaten in five indoor races in the United States, gave the rest of the world's middle-distance runners something to think about today. He says that he'll have to run 140 flat in order to win the Olympic 800 meters in Mexico City. The world record is 144.3. Dubell's best is 146.2. In tennis, Arthur Ashe won the Richmond, Virginia Invitational, beating Chuck McKinley 6-2, 6-1. That's the late sports, Henry. Bill McCord here for State Farm now, huh?
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you've said that State Farm Fire and Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Bill McCord with more sports news later. Also later, another on-the-spot report from the Bob Hope Desert Classic. So,
stay right here on NBC.
Another listening reminder. This evening's Meet the Press program will have as its guests the Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara. This expanded edition of Meet the Press, 55 minutes in duration, will begin approximately 10 minutes from now, right after news on the hour, at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time on NBC Radio. Again, the guests for this special program will be Secretary of State Rusk, Secretary of Defense McNamara.
For Monitor, news coming up on the hour.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time with Monitor.
Monitor, New York, your weekend sound. On WNBC, New York. This is Sterling Yates. If you're a bargain hunter, you'll enjoy tracking down the quarry on my show and sell weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WNBC. Now, whether you're in the market as a bear or a bull, you'll enjoy the trading on my show and sell. So listen and call mornings from 10 to 11. Anything's fair game.
Don't let anyone tell you how many children you should have. But after you decide how many you want, and when you want to have them, let Planned Parenthood help you choose a simple, safe, and effective method for planning your family. For information on birth control, call Planned Parenthood of New York City, 421-2290. That's Planned Parenthood. 421-2290.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Here's John Masterman.
The Viet Cong flag, at last report, still waved over the walled city of Hue, the South Vietnamese city 40 miles south of the demilitarized zone. U.S. Marines captured about two blocks in Hue in a day of house-to-house fighting, but the Viet Cong controls two-thirds of the city. Martial law has been declared in all of South Vietnam because of the communist urban center offensive. In Saigon, a curfew was imposed at 7 p.m., and Allied troops were ordered to shoot violators on sight. In the far north, along the DMZ, an expected mass communist attack still has not begun. American casualties for the past week are expected to be the heaviest for any week of the war. Secretary of State Dean Rusk said today the United States recently cut back somewhat on bombings of North Vietnam as a gesture to bring on peace talks. Despite that, Rusk said, the communists launched new offensives in the south. And the new attacks, he said, apparently are the communist answer. Rusk and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara appeared today on a one-hour edition of NBC's Meet the Press to be broadcast over many of these stations following this newscast. More news after this for Chrysler.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a sure way to improve your drive with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. You know, when you're in the market for a new car, finding a salesman who really cares can be tougher than trying to make a wedge shot with a ball bat. Most of the time, you get more mumbo-jumbo than at a witch doctor's convention. So if you're tired of all the double talk, why not drop into your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers? Here they speak fluent automobile, but in an accent that everyone can understand. You ask a simple question, and you get a direct answer to everything from financing to how to get the most mileage out of your new car. What's more, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer also has certified car care service to back up what he sells. So customer care doesn't stop the minute you drive your car off the showroom floor. When you think about it, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer really has it made. He has the product and he has the service. It's a real unbeatable twosome. And just one more reason why the best way to go around in 68 is in a car by Chrysler Corporation.
Once again, John Masterman.
A leader of Republican dissent over the Vietnam War, Kentucky Senator Thurston Morton, accused the Johnson administration today of hoodwinking the American people about the seriousness of the new communist offensive in South Vietnam. There are reports today in three British newspapers that pressures are mounting behind the scenes in Washington to relieve the U.S. commander in Vietnam, General William Westmoreland. The criticisms of Westmoreland are said to rest mainly on these points, that he has concentrated on military doctrine and neglected the political development of South Vietnam, that his strategy in the war has been faulty. Pope Paul VI, in giving his blessing to the crowd in St. Peter's Square today, said Vietnam and other world problems are discouraging. But the Pope said it's necessary not to lose hope or to become overwhelmed by pessimism. A rumor in South Korea today is that the North Koreans plan to release the crew of the U.S. Navy ship Pueblo, but not the ship itself. The North Korean news agency broadcast a purported confession today of the Pueblo's operations officer, saying the vessel did violate Korean territorial waters. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Korea neither confirmed nor denied South Korean reports that agreement for release of the Pueblo's crew had been reached in a secret meeting today between American and North Korean representatives. The Gallup poll is saying today President Johnson has widened his lead over the two men widely regarded as his most imposing, real or potential challengers for renomination, Minnesota Senator Eugene McCarthy and New York Senator Robert Kennedy. Kennedy says he will not oppose the president. McCarthy is an avowed candidate. At any rate, the Gallup poll says the president is a 5-4 choice over Kennedy and leads McCarthy 4-1. More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The 22-year-old son of a Florida congressman, Edward Gurney III, was found shot to death near Smyrna Beach, Florida. A justice of the peace said young Gurney died of a self-inflicted rifle shot. United Mine Workers Union has called an end to a week-long strike of soft coal workers in five states. But there's still a question whether the miners will obey the order. The states affected are Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. Nine persons died today when fire destroyed a transient hotel in South Boston. Yugoslav President Tito arrived in Cairo today for a five-day visit to Egypt and conferences with President Nasser. The semi-official Egyptian newspaper Al Aram says Egypt will ask the UN Security Council to reopen debate on the Middle East. Again, the Hour's lead report, U.S. Marines have been fighting house to house in Hue, attempting to dislodge communist troops. John Masterman, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the Hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News.